Good morning. It's Sunday, November 9th, and this is Mamoon Azeem with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know to be in the know. All Boeing MD-11 cargo planes have been grounded in the United States after a deadly UPS crash in Kentucky killed 14 people. The aircraft burst into flames during takeoff from Louisville International Airport before colliding with nearby buildings. Investigators say a left engine caught fire and detached from the wing. The Federal Aviation Administration has now banned all MD-11 and MD-11F aircraft pending safety checks. Boeing welcomed the move, saying it had already advised airlines to halt operations out of an abundance of caution. UPS and FedEx have both activated contingency plans to keep deliveries running. The MD-11, built in the 1990s, has been used exclusively for cargo flights since 2014. Another news, 4 people are dead and 13 injured after a speeding driver crashed into a crowded bar patio in Tampa, Florida. Police say the 22-year-old suspect lost control of his car while fleeing officers during a highway pursuit early Saturday. A PIT maneuver used to stop him failed moments before the crash. The car plowed into Bradley's on 7th, a popular LGBTQ bar, killing 3 people on site and another at the hospital. Tampa Police Chief Lee Burkaw called it a senseless tragedy, adding that reckless driving put innocent lives in danger. The suspect is in custody as investigators review police pursuit tactics. Another news, in Indiana, a house cleaner was shot dead after mistakenly arriving at the wrong home. 32-year-old Maria Florinda Rios Perez was killed on a front porch in Whitestown early Wednesday. Police say the homeowner fired through the door after reporting a possible break-in. Rios Perez's husband, who was with her, told CBS that the shooting was unprovoked and that police should have been called instead. Prosecutors are now reviewing whether charges should be filed under the state's Stand Your Ground law. The victim, a mother of 4 originally from Guatemala, is the latest in a series of U.S. shootings tied to mistaken addresses. Around the world, Syria's interim president Ahmed al-Sharaa has arrived in Washington for a historic visit, the first by a Syrian leader since independence in 1946. The trip comes just a day after the U.S. removed him from its terrorism blacklist. Sharaa, whose rebel forces toppled Bashar al-Assad last year, will meet President Trump on Monday to discuss joining the anti-ISIS coalition and rebuilding Syria. Analysts say the visit marks a dramatic shift for Sharaa, once linked to extremist groups, who now seeks Western aid for reconstruction. Washington says his delisting recognizes progress towards stability and accountability. Talks at the White House are expected to focus on security and humanitarian cooperation. Another news, a powerful tornado has destroyed most of a town in southern Brazil, killing at least 5 people and injuring more than 400. The twister tore through Rio Bonito do Iguaçu in Paraná State on Friday, with winds reaching up to 250 kilometers per hour. Civil defense officials say 80% of the town was flattened, describing the aftermath as a war scene. 2 people remain missing, and rescue efforts are ongoing. The storm left cars overturned, homes leveled, and power lines down across the region. Emergency teams are working to restore essential services as authorities warn of possible further casualties. Another news. In northwestern Turkey, 6 people have died and 5 were injured after a fire engulfed a perfume warehouse in the industrial town of Dilovasi. Officials say the blaze broke out around 9 a.m. Saturday, destroying 2 floors of the depot before firefighters brought it under control. Kakaeli Province Governor Ilhami Aktas confirmed 1 victim remains in critical condition and that investigators are probing the cause of the explosion. Witnesses described scenes of panic as workers' clothes caught fire and nearby factories were evacuated. Dilovasi, located about 70 kilometers from Istanbul, is home to hundreds of chemical and manufacturing plants. Now you know and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.